Welcome to the Movement by Jeremy Gardner. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Head Covering Movement. My name is Jeremy, and I'm the founder. I'm hoping you'll stick around to both learn and discuss the topic of head coverings with us. Our first post is called An Introduction to a Neglected Doctrine, which will introduce the topic of the movement. This post will be more of an introduction to the site itself. Our features. The head covering movement has three main sections. 1, articles. 2, testimonies. And 3, shareable media. Our hope is to post one new item per week from each of these categories. 3 posts per week. Articles will be written by myself and guest bloggers. Content-wise, they will all be centered around the topic of this movement. Testimonies will be women sharing their covering story. They are meant to be an encouragement to those who have struggled and are still struggling with this doctrine. We hope you feel built up and less alone as you relate to their stories. Shareable media will feature head covering quotes, images, and video. The purpose of the media is to serve as conversation starters and to get people thinking about this topic. Let's talk. There are 4 main groups of people who will visit this site. 1. People who agree with us. 2. People who have not given this topic much thought. 3. People who are complementarian, the principle behind the symbol, but disagree with head covering. 4. People who disagree with head covering and complementarianism. I'd like to have a brief word with each of you, and then we'll start introducing ourselves. 1. People who agree with us. If you are complementarian and you practice head covering, or not head covering if you're a guy, we'd love to hear from you and get you involved in this site. We're not a one-man army, but a movement, so we'd love to stay connected and partner with you. We will unite around the substance of the movement, as opposed to the fine details, meaning if you cover all the time as opposed to just in church, that's okay. In those things, we will be charitable and expect the same from you towards others. 2. People who have not given this topic much thought. We hope you will feel welcome here. We encourage you to ask questions, and we hope that the articles and media we post will be of assistance to you as you work through this issue. 3. People who are complementarian but disagree with head covering. We hope that even if you are not persuaded, that you will come out with a clearer understanding of why we believe the way we do. You are free to disagree with us and others in the comment section. I'm hoping that your critiques and questions will serve us all by helping all sides to understand one another better. You are welcome here. 4. People who disagree with head covering and complementarianism. If you have studied this topic and have come to this conclusion, you're probably aware that there's not much common ground between us on this particular issue. However, our unity in Christ is not tied to our views on the roles of men and women. See, if you believe the gospel and hold to the essentials of the faith, we are family. I love you, and I hope you will feel welcome here. Because we have the least in common, there will be a greater temptation between us to verbally stone throw. My hope is that we can buck against the internet trend and have civil discussions with one another. Let's bear in mind that we're interacting with real people who are loved by God. Let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as is good for edification according to the need of the moment, so that it will give grace to those who hear. F429 NASB. Discussion. All right, that's enough for me for one day. I'm really looking forward to getting to know you all. Would you briefly introduce yourself? Tell us how you heard about the site and why you are here.